This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush's announcement yesterday that he would bring home 8,000 troops from Iraq by early next year did not win over Barack Obama. The Democratic presidential nominee said the move just, quote, kicks the can down the road to the next president. Republican hopeful John McCain supports the president's call for a measured drawdown of troops. We have two reports from the campaign trail this morning, starting with NPR's Debbie Elliott traveling with the Obama campaign.
Barack Obama was in Dayton, Ohio yesterday, pushing his education reform plan when President Bush announced the troop redeployment. Senator Obama said the plan continues to give Iraq's leaders a, quote, blank check instead of pressing them to take responsibility.
What has been clear throughout this process is that until we have a political reconciliation and stabilization, that we are going to continue to have problems in Iraq. And the fact that this deployment, redeployment, is small and isn't taking place for 5 months, the bulk of it, I think indicates the degree to which the central problem still has not been solved.
Obama spent the rest of his day in rural Southwest Virginia, courting mostly white working-class voters in a congressional district that has an interesting presidential voting record, voting twice for Bill Clinton and then twice for George W. Bush. Trying to bring these voters back into the Democratic fold, Obama left the stage and hit the streets of historic Abingdon, Virginia, to shake hands and hobnob in an old-fashioned soda shop.
Can I get a vanilla shake?
Yes.
Maybe just top it off with a little whipped cream.
The ladies behind the counter at Pop Ellis Soda Shop and Grill thought he could use the calories. While he was there, Obama met Big Daddy Garlitz, the father of drag racing. Later, in a steamy high school gymnasium in Lebanon, Virginia, Obama addressed head-on some of the concerns this culturally conservative crowd might have.
When y'all go home and you're talking to your buddies and they say, he wants to take my gun away. You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms. I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
On national security, he blamed the war in Iraq for distracting the nation from the threat posed by Al-Qaeda.
It is time to regain our focus. So unlike John McCain, I have said I will end this war in Iraq. We will do it honorably. We will do it carefully, but we will bring this war to an end. We will focus attention on Afghanistan, and we will start bringing our troops home.
And for a second day, Obama accused his Republican opponents of trying to co-opt his theme of change. Obama said John McCain brings the same old tired slogans that George Bush offered.
You can put lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig.
The audience enjoyed the familiar saying, taken in fresh context after McCain's running mate, Sarah Palin, made her quip about lipstick being the only difference between hockey moms and pit bulls at the Republican National Convention. The McCain campaign swiftly responded to Obama's comment with outrage, claiming sexism and demanding an apology in a conference call. Pigs or pit bulls, fighting words all as the fall presidential campaign revs up. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Norfolk, Virginia.